This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We'll try to go a little bit faster because we have a lot more to cover. So pay attention to this. It will get a little bit more difficult as we talk about the confusing cases. So Imam Qudam rahimahullah ta'ala said, what is due upon its occurrence, al-ghusl, major ablution. She finishes her hajj, she has to make major ablution. This is by consensus also. Everybody knows she has to make major ablution. The Prophet ﷺ said to Maqtasili wa Sadli, he said this to Fatima bint Abi Hubaysh, so Maqtasili wa Sadli. And he said this to Habiba as well, كُفِي قَدْرَ مَكَانَ تَحْبِسُكِ حَيْضَتُكِ ثُمْ مَقْتَسِلِي وَصَلِّي. You know, and then major ablution, and then the second one is puberty, meaning it indicates its onset. So when height happens, the girl would be called an adult woman. Aisha radiallahu anha said, إِذَا بَلَغَتْ الْمَرْأَةَ تِسْعَ سِنِينَ إِذَا بَلَغَتْ الْجَارِيَةَ تِسْعَ سِنِينَ فَلِيَبْرَأَةَ. When the jariya, when the female child reaches 9 years, she becomes a woman. She may have been talking from experience, her own experience, that she did reach puberty at that time. Puberty could be reached prior to this time, even medically. However, the vast majority of the scholars would say that if the bleeding happened anywhere between before 9 years, it would not be considered an indication on puberty. The floor is 9 years. Before 9 years, it is not considered an indication on puberty, according to the vast majority of the scholars. The Hanafis, the great extent, said 7. But it is 9 according to the vast majority. There is a riwayah, a report within the Hanbali Madhab that uses 10. Why did everybody say 9? Because in the hadith of Aisha, this is the highest traceable report that we have. Highest traceable means what? Like, you want to trace things all the way back to the Prophet ﷺ and then you're all done, right? You do not get there all the way, then you try to trace it as high back as possible. But I want to say high because it is not backwards, it is upwards. So the Sahaba are upwards from us, not back. So you want to trace it up as upwards as possible. So you will go up to the Prophet, you try to get to Al-Tabi'i, and so on. This is commendable. However, does a statement of a Sahabi indicate, would the statement of a Sahabi be a proof in and of itself if it is not contested by any other Sahabis and it is a matter that would be known to them and would not be contested by any of them? Then it is a proof according to the form of Zahab, even according to the Shafi'is, although they have a discussion, about this between the Qadim, the old Madhab of Shafi'i, and the new Madhab of Shafi'i, and it is claimed that the new Madhab of Shafi'i does not consider the fatwa of the Sahabi to be a proof, but for all practical purposes, they do consider it to be a proof. Now, if it is not contested by anyone or contended by anyone, from the Sahaba, and this matter would be known to the rest of the Sahaba. Like, everybody knew that Umar ibn al-Khattab, for instance, did not divide the conquered territories between the warriors. You can't really not know this. Everybody knows this. But a matter of this nature may not be known to all of the Sahaba. And Aisha said this, and no one can test it. And we also find in the hadith of the Prophet, and this is my own personal preference, I prefer this report in the Hanbali Madhab that considers 10 to be the cutoff, not 9, because of, you know, the hadith of the Prophet teach your children in prayer at age 7, spank them if they don't at age 10. I take from this hadith that 10 is مَظِنَّةِ الْبُلُوغِ, that 10 is the age around which بُلُوغ may take place, puberty may take place, people may transition from childhood to adulthood. And the Prophet ﷺ, you know, would have not made this the cutoff unless it is really the cutoff. Because naturally speaking, a woman may have a period at age 6. The youngest woman that actually got pregnant was a Brazilian woman who got pregnant at age 5. So, I have to say a woman, because she, I mean, if she got pregnant, then she's a woman. So, but anyway, she's still a child. The idea here is we're not talking about nature here, we're talking about, you know, legal liability, taklif, sin and taklif, legal liability. So when it comes to legal liability, when can we consider her an adult woman? I feel age 10. The vast majority said age 9. Aisha said age 9. You certainly, like, from your end, you should disregard my feelings and take Aisha's position and the position of the vast majority, because that sounds, from your end, much weightier. But from my end, it's my own choice. Anyway, she has to make us. She's considered an adult once the height takes place, but not before age 9, according to the vast majority. So if she has height before age 9, she disregards that. It's not height, she disregards.
You said ghusl, is it before?
After the height ends. Yes, after the height ends. Well, could that be counting the waiting period according to the periods? She will have to start now counting the waiting period after divorce according to the periods. Yes?
So the boy's age is also similar to the girl's for puberty?
Yeah. Before 10 years, it is really. The Prophet said, Ribum alayhi wa spank them they don't at age 10. Because age 10 is the age where there is a possibility of natural buluq to take place, or naturally transition from childhood to adulthood. Okay, so then Imam al-Qudama talks about when to resume premenstrual functions, when to presume premenstrual functions. Why does he have to say this? It will be clear when she stops. When she stops the height, she presumes premenstrual functions. No, she does not resume any of them until she makes ghusl, except for two things that can be done before she makes ghusl. Do you know what these two things are? Divorce and fasting. The only two things that could take place, they do not require, because you don't require racial purity for divorce. She is not halal anymore, that's it. Divorce could take place. Fasting, it is not required to have ritual purity for fasting. So if her height ends 1 minute before Azan and Fajr, the Azan for Fajr in Ramadan, she starts her fasting, she can make ghusl afterwards. She won't need to make ghusl to pray Subh, but it does not have to be before Fajr. She can make ghusl anytime, you know, before sunrise, as long as she will be able to make prayers before sunrise. Is that clear? So Imam al-Qudama said, فإذا انقطع الدم أبيح فعل الصوم والطلاق ولم يبح سائرها حتى تغتسل. Once the blood stops, fasting and divorce become permissible, but the rest of the 10 acts that are forbidden, you know, praying, reciting, touching mushaf, staying in the masjid, intercourse, all of this stuff is still forbidden until she makes source. Then Imam Ibn Qudama talked about, you know, what is permissible during Hayd in terms of intimacy, and he said, وَيَجُوزُ الْإِسْتِمْتَاعُ مِنَ الْحَيْدِ بِمَدُونَ الْفَرْجِ لِقَوْلِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ اسْمَعُوا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ غَيْرَ النِّكَاحِ. It's permissible to enjoy all forms of sex with a menstruating woman except intercourse for the sake of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Do everything except intercourse, and we went over this. Then Imam Ibn Qudama talks about the duration, beginning and end of menstruation. And he says, وَأَقَلُّ الْحَيْدِ يَوْمٌ وَلَيْلًا. When to resume premenstrual functions. Clear, everything can be resumed after the ghusl. Before the ghusl, the only two things are permissible. Fasting and divorce. Clear? Okay. Then Imam Qudama talks about the duration, beginning and end of Hayd. And he says, وَأَقَلُّ, because this is consequential, وَأَقَلُّ الْحَيْدِ يَوْمٌ وَلَيْلًا. The shortest duration of menstruation is a day and a night. وَأَكْثَرُهُ خَمْسَةَ عَشْرَ يَوْمًا. And the longest is 15 days. So the shortest duration of menstruation is 1 day. And that is the Hanbali madhhab. So if she sees blood for less than 1 day, in the Hanbali madhhab, she disregards this blood. She will need to make wudu and so on, wash, make wudu, but she does not need to take a ritual bath. This was not her height. She sees blood from Dhuhr to Asr, from Dhuhr to Maghrib, and stops. They say, height cannot be less than 1 day. Cannot be less than 1 day. Who said this also with the Hanbalis, the Shafi'is? Imam Abu Hanifa, what did he say? 3 days. So if she sees Hayd for 2 days, this is not Hayd. She has to be 3 days. Imam Malik, what did he say? 1 drop. I prefer 1 gush of blood because Hayd cannot be 1 drop. And 1 drop, and this is my own personal opinion also, but it has been reported, it has been also the position of some of the contemporary Hanbalis in North Yemen, rahimahullah, used to believe in this, and he cited the Ali, and I could not find the Ali, I could not basically trace it all the way to Ali, and I would like to know. If someone can trace it all the way to Ali, it would be great. But the position is that 1 or 2 drops of blood should be completely ignored, overlooked, ignored, inconsequential. 1 or 2 drops of blood. Because Hayd does not, it's not 1 drop. There is, you're basically shedding the endometrium, the lining of the uterus. So Hayd throughout the 5 days is somewhere between 20 milliliters to 80 milliliters. 20 to 80 milliliters throughout the 5 days or the 6 or 7 days of Hayd. But at any rate, but in Imam Malik's position, if we just change it from 1 drop to 1 gush, dafa'atun min ad-dam, 1 gush of blood, then Imam Malik's position will be consistent with medicine, modern medicine, because Hayd could be 1 gush of blood and then stops. Yes?
So, I mean, for the other methods, in regards to prayer and fasting, and if it's supposed to be less than...
She will pray and fast through it if it is less. And if she abstained, she makes up for it. She makes up. If she abstained because she saw the blood and then it ended before the 1 day, which is the cutoff, she... Okay, so this is the mazahir. Do you want the take-home message?
Yes.
The take-home message is to stop praying whenever you see the blood, and to resume praying and everything else whenever it stops. When I say whenever it stops, it means give it 1 hour. And this is the Hanbali position, by the way. 1 hour. If there is no bleeding for 1 hour, resume everything that used to be done before Hajj. Everything. Now, if you see the bleeding back, refrain. And just keep, you know, you just do it this way. As long as you're seeing the bleeding, you know, refrain. And when you stop seeing the bleeding for 1 hour or more, then you resume whatever you used to do. And if someone has disagrees, please let me know, because, you know. And then we will come to the spotting issues, and then the confusing issues, including spotting women who have height for 1 day, and purity for 1 day, and height for 1 day, and purity for 1 day, and so on. We'll come to this. But, so is it clear now that the shortest duration of height is 1 gush of blood? Whenever you see, this is the Maliki position, by the way, Maliki position. Whenever you see the blood, it is height, even if it does not last the 1 day. That is when you see the blood, you know, during your customary period. But let us say you saw the blood outside of the customary period and you already had your height, and you saw the blood outside of the customary period. Like this is day 1, this is day 10, and then on day 16, for instance, you saw blood. Disregard this blood. This is not height. You had your height between day 1 to 5. This is day 10, this is day 16. You have some blood here, disregard it, not height. Yes, sister. Yeah, well, the other position is that you will need to wait 1 day to ensure that it is, does not come back. But this position will create some complexities when we come about confusing cases. So it is reported from Ibn Abbas that she would pray, إِذَا رَأَتُ الطُّهْرَ سَاعَةً مِنَ النَّهَارِ, if she sees طُهْر, purity, for 1 hour. 1 hour to them was not 60 minutes, by the way. It's just like they did not have those watches. So it is. But they used to divide the day into 12 hours and the night into 12 hours. So it is likely that they also knew what they were talking about. It is close to hour. But it is not necessarily 60 minutes. They did not really estimate like this. So you just, and you don't need to be looking at the watch. It's just that before the Dhuhr comes, you check, and if you have been pure, and last time you put this napkin, like was 3-4 hours ago, and it's completely pure, then you have to pray, you're not bleeding. So you according to this Hanbali position, then you take a shower and you pray. And then if you see the blood again, then you refrain again from praying. And yes. Yes, you repeat your ritual bath, because this is called the talfiq. We have two different ways of looking at this. Sahbu wa talfiq. Talfiq is patching for the skipper, the one who skips. We make talfiq. She is patching. She is menstruating when she sees the blood. She's not menstruating when she does not see the blood. And that would be the authorized Hanbali position. it, what we are talking about is the blood that comes to the exterior. The blood that she feels inside is not blood. It comes to the exterior, yes. It's not, it is blood, but it is not pain. Yes. That day that it is off is your pure day. According to Talfit, which is the Hanbali method, it is the pure day. According to other madhab, they do sahb, which means sahb to pull. So you're, you know, to pull. The Hanbali madhab skips. This is hide, not hide, hide, not hide, etc. But then this becomes very handy for the people that have issues, disturbed cycles, who take pills or use like IUDs and they have spotting. Then it will be easier on them to tell them, you're menstruating when you see the blood, you're not when you don't see it. Because some women just have spotting. Not all women are regular. So the shortest duration is one day, according to the Hanbali method. We said Maliki, it's one gush of blood, it will count. Then he said, the longest is 15 days. So 15 days is the longest to hide, according to whom? Maliki, Shafi'i, Hanbali. What is it according to the Hanafis? 10 days. Do you remember when we talked about medicine, we said the doctors would say that 3, 4, 5 days is fine, up to 7 days. And if she has hived for more than 10 days, then they tell her you must go see the doctor. You're abnormal. So they give like a cushion between 7 to 10. But after 10, all the doctors will say, you just need help. Therefore, according to medicine, which madhab is correct? Hanafi. It is 10 days. And in fact, the Hanafi madhab, who an as'ab bil athar, is, you know, the most supported by traceable reports to Sahaba and Tabi'in. There is nothing authentically reported from the Prophet ﷺ. It would have been decisive, it would have ended the discussion. But in terms of the Sahaba and Tabi'in, although the reports are weak, but the Hanafi madhab is most supported by statements, various statements from various Sahaba and Tabi'in. So 10 days. Why is this helpful? Because for the woman who have disturbed cycle, we will tell her your height does not exceed 10 days. So let's say you have your period, you know, so this is day 1, this is day 18. You have your period here, okay, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. You have, okay, so you have your period here, and here, and here, and here, and here. So we will tell her, where is your day 10? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is your day number 10. We will tell her, and this is batch work from different madhab, by the way. We will take the Hanafi madhab only for the 10 days, the maximum 10 days. And then we will take the Hanbali, which does talfiq. And we will tell her that your period, this is your period. This is your period. This is your period. This is your period. This is not your period. And if you're bleeding here too, not your period. And if you're bleeding here too, not your period. After 10 days, stop counting. So your period is how many days here? 1, 2, 3, four. You only had 4 days, but the 4 days were spread out over the 10 days because you had skipping. You had blood here, you stop. Blood, stop. Blood, stop. Blood. So only when you see the blood, you have your height. But all has to be contained within those 10 days. When you don't see the blood, you don't have height. So how many times is that woman going to have a host? 1, 2, 3, 4 times. Then, after this host, when she sees this blood, she considers it what? Istihada, abnormal bleeding, prolonged, non-menstrual, vaginal bleeding. And if she sees this, she does not need to make a ghusl for this. She just needs to make wudu for every sabah. Why if she's seeing this blood, she needs to make wudu for every single sabah. That is every single part of the prayer. But she can pray all the sunnah without wudu. So she will make wudu for dhuhr and pray all the sunnahs until asr comes in. Make wudu for asr and prays without wudu all that, everything she wants until maghrib comes in. Although there is no sunnah after asr. Except, you know, the controversy that you guys know. Okay, so in this case, we will take the Maliki Madhab that it is one gush of blood is the shortest, Hanafi Madhab 10 days is the longest. These two positions seem to be supported medically. Good. After the 10 days, stop. How many days do you, will he say it here? He will say 13, you know, but the majority is 15. But he will say 13 now in the Hanbali method. The majority said 15. Then he says, وَأَقَرُّ الطُّهْرِ بَيْنَ الْحَيْضَتَيْنِ 13 يَوْمًا ولا حد لأكثر. The shortest interval between two menstrual periods is 13 days, and there is no limit for the longest. Okay, so she had her height for 10 days. Now, so this is day 25, and according to the Hanbalis, it is day 23. So she's been having height for those 10 days. We come to day 23, and before day 23, she has bleeding. On day 21, she has bleeding. What are we gonna do with this? Disregard it, it is not high. You will have to have 15 days according to the majority, and that is Hanafi, Maliki, and Shafi'i. They said 15 days. Only the Hanbalis said 13 days. And where did this come from? It comes from a woman came to Shuraih and Aliya radiallahu anhu, or she came to Aliya and Shuraih was present, and she said she claimed that her waiting period ended after 1 month after her husband divorced her. Just 1 month after her husband divorced her. Her waiting period ended. So Aliya said, really? She's like 1 month? And she said, yes. And then Aliya said, قُلْ فِيهَا. He sent to Shuraih and he was a tabi. That is, you know, the humbleness of the Sahaba radiallahu alayhim. They used to encourage the tabi. So he said, you know, judge, you know, her concerning her matter, or, you know, what is your position concerning this? And Shuraih said, if she brings witnesses from her household, then we should accept her claim. And so then they said, if the least number of tuhr days is, you know, the Hanbali said, if we have 1 day of the, which is the least number of haid days, is 1 day, then she would have to have 3 haidat. Within this 1 month, she would have had to have 3 periods. So 1, day, one day, one day, that is three, so 30 minus 3 equals 27, right? But it doesn't have to be 30, it could be 29. Minus 3 equals 26. So we're talking about 26 to 27, minus 26 to 27. She must have had two purity periods between her menstruation. So 26 divided by 2 equals 13. That's how the Hanbalis figured it out. I would say that if it's just one gush of blood, then she could have 15 and 15 here. If one gush of blood, not a day, one gush, 15, one gush, 15, one gush of blood, then we are done. So it seems that the position of the majority is more established because the luteal phase lasts 14 days and this is almost fixed. They say plus or minus one day. But before this phase, which is this proliferative phase. So before this phase, we will have to have one day in this phase. Although, so one day here, and 13 to 14 days here, or 13 to 15 days here, then it makes more sense that the position of the majority is stronger, which is 15 days. She will have to have 15 pure days. Okay. Then he said, وَأَقَلُّ سِنًّا تَحِيضُ لَهُ الْمَرْأَةِ 9 سِنِينَ وَأَكْثَرُهُ 60. The youngest age at which a woman can menstruate is 9 years, and the latest 60 years. The Malikis said 70 years. Shafi'is, Zahiris, Ibn Taymiyyah, earlier Hanafis said no ceiling. 80 years, 85, no ceiling. Who's right medically? So far, the oldest woman from Spain, she's a Spanish woman, the oldest woman that gave birth was 67 years old. So you remember the Brazilian girl who got pregnant at age 5? The oldest was 67 years, oldest woman from Spain to give birth was 67 years old. So it just means that it could actually last much longer than we think. But 55 would be the normal cutoff. After 55, she needs to basically see a doctor. If the doctor told her, you're still menstruating, she is still menstruating, she could have a baby at age 67. One woman did have a baby at age 67. So, it's not clear. But if she sees blood after age 55, she needs to see a doctor. And between 50 to 55, it's only 5% of women that would be menstruating between 50 to 55. Okay. Then he talks about cases of confusion, and he says, وَالْمُبْتَدَى إِذَا رَأَتُ الدَّمْ لِوَقْتٍ this is going to confuse you. If we go through the Hanbali madhab here, for the beginner, this is not easy. وَالْمُبْتَدَى إِذَا رَأَتْ الدَّمَ لِوَقْتٍ تَحِيدُ فِي مِثْلِهِ جَلَسَتْ. If the woman who فَإِنْ قَطَعَ لِأَقَلَّ مِنْ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ لِأَقَلَّ مِنْ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ فَلَيْسَ بِحَيْضٍ وَإِنْ جَاوَزَ ذَلِكَ وَلَمْ يَعْبُرْ أَكْثَرَ الْحَيْضِ فَهُوَ حَيْضٌ. If a woman who has just started menstruating sees blood for a period that's customary for menstruation, which is more than one day, less than 15 days, then she must abstain from acts of worship and from everything a menstruating woman should abstain from. If it stops short of a day and night, it is not menstruation. If it exceeds that but does not exceed the longest period of menstruation, then it is menstruation. Okay, she's a first timer. She's 11 years old. She saw some blood. What does she do? She stops, does not pray. This is her day one. This is day 15. 29, for instance. So she sees the blood here. If the blood goes all the way to day like two, like, you know, three or three. So someone got really bored and decided they would. No, I'm really sorry. It's just that the topic itself is not. The, I can't, you know. I just can't make it really important. So, but anyway, 2 days. So this first time. So she saw this for 2 days. What does she do? Stops praying and fasting. What if it went all the way here? Okay, so she will stop for 15 days and then resume afterwards. That's the position that I want you to remember. But in the Hanbali Madhab, the authorized view of the Hanbali Madhab, she only stops for 1 day and then she prays through the blood and fasts through the blood after she washes after this 1 day. And then when she figures out what, after 3 cycles, she figures out what her habit is, her established cycle is. She goes back and figures out, like, let's say her habit is 5 days. And we said she prayed through those from 2 to 5. She prayed through them. No problem. This prayer, she didn't need to pray, so she doesn't need to make up for anything. No problem. Let's say she fasted in Ramadan between 2 to 5, because they will let her fast. They will tell her to fast after the first day. Let's say she fasted in Ramadan between days 2 to 5, they will tell her, you know, now that you figured out that your period is 5 days, after the 3rd cycle, go back and make up for this fasting. You fasted it when you were menstruating, it does not count. They want to be cautious. You don't have to follow the Hanbali Madhab here. Just forget this. She will see the blood, she will see the blood, she will refrain from praying, she will consider herself haid, refrain from praying, all the way up to 10 days, because this is our take-home message, right? And we said the Hanafi position is stronger here. She has 10 days from the time she sees the blood. She stops fasting and praying for those 10 days. If it exceeds that, then she washes, she takes the bath, the ritual bath, the ghusl, and then she makes wudu for every prayer, because anything beyond this is istihada, not haid, is abnormal bleeding, not haid. Is that clear for the beginner, so that we don't confuse her? The Hanbalis here said, فَإِذَا تَكَرَّرَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَشْهُرٍ بِمَعْنَى وَاحِدٍ صَارَ عَادَةً. If it recurs with the same form and duration for 3 months, it becomes an established cycle. The Jumhur said, it becomes a habit from the first one. She figures out her habit cycle from the first one. Remember the position of the Jumhur, the majority, Hanafi, Maliki, Shafi, it's easier for you. Just, you know, if she has bleeding for 3 days the first time, then she has bleeding. And you don't need to worry about this, because as long as she sees blood, it is blood, as if it does not cross the 10 days. وَإِنْ عَبَرَ أَكْثَرَ الْحَيْدِ فَالزَّائِدِ اسْتِحَادَ. If it exceeds the longest duration of for menstruation, then whatever is beyond it is non-menstrual vaginal bleeding, istihada. وَعَلَيْهَا أَنْ تَغْتَسِلَ عند آخر الحيض وَتَغْسِلَ فَرْجَهَا وَتَعْصِيبَهُ ثُمَّ تَتَوَضَّأَ لِوَقْتِ كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ وَتُصَلِّي. In this case, she must have major ablution at the end of the menstruation, wash her genitals and wrap them. Then she must perform wudu for every prayer time and pray. From here, from 10 to 15, she's been, or 10 to 16, all of this, she has prayed, she's seen blood, yes, she'll ignore it, but she will make wudu for every prayer. وَكَذَا حُكْمُ مَنْ بِهِ سَلَسُ الْجَوْلِ وَمَا فِي مَعْنَاهُ. Likewise is the ruling for one with urinary incontinence and the like. Anyone who has incontinence, fecal incontinence, urinary incontinence, any form of incontinence, you know, that is causing him to lose the wudu all the time, what will he do or she do? They will just pray, they will just make wudu for every prayer and ignore the incontinence. Ignore the incontinence, but make wudu for every prayer. This one wudu would be good until the time of the next prayer. You could pray any sunnahs with that wudu until the time of the next prayer. Okay, so this is the basically the beginner. What if she's not a beginner? She's not a beginner. Then he talks about the prolonged bleeding for non-beginners. And he says, فَإِذَا اسْتَمَرَّ بِهَا الدَّمُ فِي الشَّهْرِ الْآخَرِ, when the bleeding continues longer than the maximum period, which is 15 days according to Hanbali's Hanafi 10, in the other months, then, فَإِنْ كَانَتْ مُعْتَادَ فَحَيْضُهَا أَيَّامَ عَادَتِهَا, if she has a normal established cycle, then her menstruation is during the days of her normal cycle. وإن لم تكن معتادة وكان لها تمييز وهو أن يكون بعض دمها أسود ثخينا وبعضه أحمر رقيقا فحيضها زمن الأسود الثخين. If she does not have an established cycle but has the ability to discern or to distinguish, that is, if some of her blood is black and thick, which is menstrual, and some is red and thin, which is non-menstrual, then her menstruation is the duration of the flow of that which is black and thick. وإن كانت مبتدأة أو ناسية لعادتها ولا تمييز لها فحيضها من كل شهر ستة أيام أو سبعة لأنه غالب عادات النساء. If she is a beginner or has forgotten her established cycle or has no ability to distinguish, then her menstruation is 6 or 7 days out of each month, since that is the customary period for most women. Okay, confusing enough? Okay. It's pretty simple if you just concentrate just for a second. This is day one. This is day 29. This is day one. This is day 10. We said we'll go by the Hanafi. Day 10 is here. Okay, so she has not, we're not talking about the beginner. We will mention the beginner one time in this discussion, but we're talking about a woman who used to have her period for 5 days, for instance. A woman who used to have her period for 5 days, and then now she had it for 13 days. This is day 13. She had it for 13 days. What does she do? What does she do? The Hanbalis would say, if she has an established cycle, she goes by the established cycle. She does not do this until the bleeding exceeds the 10 days. Let us say her established cycle is 5 days, and 1 month it became 7 days. That's fine. That's the new cycle, because it's not like written in stone that you'll only have height for 5 days. That's fine. But 1 month, it carried on. It went all the way up to 13 days. That's not fine. Because we said that the Hanafi said it's 10 days, the max. That's not fine. So beyond the 10 days here, this will be a istihada, and she will make wudu for every prayer. She will make a ghusl here at the end of the 10 days. I'm sorry. We're not talking, no. She makes a ghusl at the end of the 5 days. We said that she had an established cycle. So she makes all of this is wudu here. She's making the ghusl at the end of the 5 days. This is a woman who used to have the period 5 days every month. This month she had the period for 13 days. After 10 days she would quit, just this month. Next month, she quits, she washes after 5 days.
That's irregular.
Huh? Yeah. now that she knows from last month that I am actually, I have a problem. I have prolonged bleeding. She knows from last month. Last month, you know, she used to have 5 days. Then on the sixth day, she figured maybe I have, you know, my period is changing. 7, maybe my period is changing. But then 10, she makes a ghusl after 10, because it cannot be more than 10. Next month, she will figure out I am having prolonged bleeding. Then she will, according to the Hanbalis, go by her ada, her established cycle, which is 5 days. If she does not have an established cycle and can discern between the two different types of blood, one is red, thin. Red, thin, non-odorous, or it has the same odor as blood. Okay? Is not accompanied with pain, usually. One is darker, thicker, odorous, and accompanied by pain, accompanied by headache, accompanied by tension, accompanied by all the stuff that women know when they have their period. This one is period. Height. This one is not height. So if she has the ability to discern, then she stops praying when she sees this. She does not stop praying when she sees that. When she sees the red, thin, non-odorous, unaccompanied by pain, blood, she does not stop. She only stops when she sees the darker, thicker, odorous, that comes with cramps and tension and headache and stuff. So, discern. Now, let us say she does not have an established habit. She cannot discern. She's completely lost. In this case, in the Hanbali madhhab, they will tell her your haid is 7 days from the beginning of the bleeding. And if you're bleeding all the time and you can't really figure out anything, and you're bleeding all the time from the beginning of every lunar month, from day one in the lunar month, your haid is for 7 days. From day 8 to day 29 or 30, you're making go for every prayer, and you're fasting and you're praying, and according to the majority, all forms of intimacy would be permissible, not according to the Hanbali madhhab, except if there is hardship, but according to the majority, all forms of intimacy would be permissible. So it is 7 and 22 to 23 days, and you just go, you keep them going like this. Now, the Shafi'is give precedence to the discernment over the habit. So if a woman is discerning and have a habit, her habit is 5 days, but she is discerning, she can figure out the difference between the haid of blood and the non-haid of blood. That woman in the Shafi'i madhhab will not go by her established cycle. She will go by her discernment. She will stop praying and fasting when she sees the thicker, darker, odorous blood, and when she sees the other blood, she'll be fine. She will, but just make wudu for every prayer. Is that clear? Yes.
Is the discernment also for the second, starting from the second month, not the first month?
Hmm? Because keep in mind that the correct position is that any blood that she sees during those 10 days, or 15 according to the majority, we said we're going Hanafi here. During those 10 days, any blood that she will see, she'll consider this to be part of her haid. Discernment is only if the blood exceeds those 10 days, and she will figure this out after she had it one time. Yes?
You feel like you still somehow messed up in
any blood during those 10 days, consider this to be Hayd. Any blood, dark, light, within the 10 days, consider this to be Hayd. You will only be looking at discerning if you know that you go beyond the 10 days. Once you know that you go beyond the 10 days, then even within the 10 days, you will be discerning. So if you know that you go beyond the 10 days, and then on day two, from day two to four, you saw the light, non-odorous, fresh red blood, then you will be praying during this time and making wudu for every prayer. Yes. Yes.
Like you have side effects all these 7 days, especially during Ramadan and your body heats too much. You don't see the blood from Fajr to say Zohar Asr, and then you see the blood. Can she still fast, or that fast is not possible?
No. She needs to be pure from Fajr to Maghrib, so that her fasting would count. From Fajr to Maghrib. When did it end?
Before Fajr.
Yeah, did she see blood afterwards? When? It's gone. It is invalid. If she does not see the blood except after Maghrib, then we will count that day. It will be a valid day of fasting.
So,
yes. I'm just gonna take the sister's question until they're done, and then.
No.
Thank you.
Birth control
pills, weight loss, all that stuff. Very good really extend sometimes to your lifetime, and you still go by 10 days.
10 days. Your period is never more than 10 days. Hanafi-wise, which seems to be the stronger position. Just with 10 days. Anything beyond the 10 days, consider it to be abnormal. Make wudu for every prayer and pray, and everything is halal for you. Touching the Quran, anything. Now, then he said, وَالْحَامِلْ لَا تَحِيدْ إِلَّا أَنْ تَرَى الدَّمَ قَبْلَ وِلَادَتِهَا بِيَوْمٍ أَوْ يَوْمَيْنِ أَوْ ثَلَاثَ فَيَكُونُ دَمًا فَاسْ. The pregnant woman does not menstruate unless she sees the blood 1 to 3 days before her delivery, then it is nifas, postpartum bleeding. So the pregnant woman will not have menstruation. Medically speaking, is that correct? To some extent. But can she have some dropping of endometrial tissues in the first 1 or 2 months of her pregnancy? Possible, because it's not full yet with the fetus. There could be some dropping if she does not have the back support, enough support from the progesterone. So there could be some, you know, sloughing of a little bit of endometrium. So technically speaking, she could. And that's what the Malikis and Shafi'is said, that she could have her period. The Malikis and Shafi'is said if she does see the blood, she refrains from praying because it is her period. No one of them would go by this in counting the waiting period, the idda. The idda would only end when she gives birth to the last child in her womb, last fetus in her womb. But when it comes to the ibadah, the Hanafis and Hanbalis will tell her, if you see blood and you're pregnant, disregard it. Disregard Hanafi and Hanbali. Maliki and Shafi'i will say, if you see blood when you're pregnant, consider it to be your Hayd. I would say disregard it. I would go Hanafi and Hanbali here, because it is extremely rare for a pregnant woman to have Hayd. And this is not really the natural Hayd anyway, because she is already pregnant. So her uterus is not trying to expel this stuff. It's just that she had a little abnormal stuff that made her lose some of the endometrial tissue. So go Hanafi and Hanbali here, and just ignore any blood that you see while you're pregnant if your pregnancy is confirmed. Except for 1 to 3 days prior to her delivery, the Hanbalis will give her this beautiful concession. But she doesn't need to pray anymore. She starts to see the blood. When do we know that she is about to have give birth? Because what do you mean 1 to 3 days before childbirth? Well, she doesn't know when she'll have a child. But she would know. If she has labor pains. Well, that's the issue, because the others are saying that the blood, I mean, if she breaks the water, then yes, for sure, everybody knows. But we're not talking about breaking the water here. So if but if there is blood, the others will say that this could be her height. It does not have to be. That would only be nefas or postpartum bleeding if it is accompanied by labor pains, because that is the sign that she is going to deliver. Or if she breaks in water, it's another sign, clear sign that she's going to deliver. Okay, then finally, babu nefas, the chapter on postpartum bleeding. وهو الدم الخارج بسبب الولادة وحكمه حكم الحيض فيما يحل ويحرم ويجب ويسقط به. This is the blood that flows out because of childbirth. Why did he say because of childbirth and not after childbirth? If you're Hanafi Malik or Shafi'i, you would say it's the blood that comes after childbirth, because the Hanbalis will say that 1, 2, 3 days before childbirth, we will still consider this to be postpartum bleeding. So they would say because of, not after, because they would consider the before also to be part of this. This is the blood that flows out because of childbirth. Its ruling is like that of menstruation concerning the things that become permissible and those that become forbidden, and concerning the things that become required and those that are dropped because of it. Treat nefas like height and everything. There are some differences here and there, but for all practical purposes, treat nefas like height. It is height extended. وَأَكْثَرُهُ 40 يَوْمًا وَلَا حَدَّ لِأَقَلِّ. Its longest duration is 40 days. She reported from Umm Salama that she said, كَانَتِ النِّسَاءَ كَانَتِ الْمَرْأَةَ تَبْقَى نُفَسَاءَ على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم 40 يوما. Okay, in some reports كانت المرأة من نساء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Umm Salama said that a woman during the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would have to fast for 40 days. It's a report from Umm Salama. The majority took this and considered this to be the ceiling. Shafi'i disagreed, said it's up to 60 days based on occurrence. Shafi'i seems to be right on this one, because nefas, medically speaking, could last, you know, up to 56, 37, 58 days. So let's say 60 days. Let's go Shafi'i here. And this is also a report within the Hanbali Madhab. 60 days is a report within the Hanbali Madhab. And there is no limit for the shortest, because she could have a nefas only for half an hour. وَمَتَ رَأَتِ الطُّهْرَ اغْتَسَلَتْ وَهِيَ طَاهِرَةٌ. Once she sees purity, cessation of bleeding, she must perform major ablution and she becomes pure. وَإِنْ عَادَ فِي مَدَّةِ الْأَرْبَعِينَ فَهُوَ نِفَاسٌ أَيْضٌ. If it returns within the period of 40 days, it is still considered postpartum bleeding. If it returns within the 40 days, it is still considered postpartum bleeding. Any clarification of what we said about nefas before we end and start the Q&A session? Yes?
If a pregnant woman bleeds not for nefas, we don't consider it menstruation, but does she have to make wudu?
Yes. Whenever a woman sees blood that she does not consider to be her height, she will need to make wudu for every salah. This blood invalidates the wudu. Yes?
What's the duration after postpartum to the next period? What's the time frame that you have to wait?
Okay, so according to the Hanbalis, you know, the Hanafis said that they cannot come back to bed. Menstruation, postpartum bleeding, they cannot come to bed. You have to have a period of tongue, which is 15 days between them. According to the Hanbalis, they can come back to bed. But it, you know, it's likely that they cannot come back to back because she has to slough off everything and then she has to rebuild the endometrium and then she can expel it by menstruating. Yes? The Sunnah prayers. If she has an odd cycle.
Yeah, so she's taken her bath, and if she still bleeds beyond the sort of 10 days, she does wudu for all the sunnah.
Absolutely.
But the sunnah, she can just keep the same wudu.
She can keep the same wudu for all the sunnah that are attached to this fard until the time of the fard comes out. So basically, her wudu, if she makes wudu for Dhuhr, it stays with her until Asr. She makes wudu for Asr, it stays with her until Maghrib.
Does it include the witr prayer? Because in Hanafi, witr is wajib.
Well, I don't know the answer. In the Hanbali madhab, it is everything from here until the time goes out. You know, everything from the beginning of the prayer until the time goes out. And then they disagree over the sunrise in the Hanbali madhab, whether this would make the time go out and the wudu go out or not. Most of them would say the wudu will still be valid with sunrise. But, you know, it's also a strong position that the wudu would be invalidated by sunrise. But I don't have the answer to the question about witr in the Hanafi madhab. The Hanbali madhab, you pray witr with the same wudu. In the Hanafi madhab, I don't have the answer. Yes? Yes. So كنا أبعثنا لها الدرجة أو الدرجة فيها السفرة فتقول لا تعجلن حتى ترين القصة البيضاء. Aisha, they used to send her, you know, the cotton that they used to pack themselves with, and send her this to show her, should we now pray? And then it would have some traces of yellow in it. And then she would tell them, wait around, don't make haste until you see the white cotton or the white discharge. The scholars disagreed. They didn't know what Aisha meant. Did she mean that there is actually a white discharge that indicates the end of the period, or the white cotton itself? It seems that it sounds like Aisha meant the white cotton, that the cotton comes out completely white. With no traces of yellow in it at all. And then, since we talked about this, discharges, yellow discharges, turbid discharges, that are within the 10 days, are considered hayd, according to the Hanbali method. Outside of the 10 days, they just be disregarded. Because of the hadith of Umm Atiyya, كُنَّا لَا نَعُدُّ السُّفْرَةَ وَالْكُدْرَةَ Shay'an. We used to not consider the turbid and the yellow discharge to be anything consequential. So, but within the 10 days, particularly according to Abu Yusuf, the Hanafi disciple of Imam Hanifa, particularly if this happens after the haid, not before, after the haid, it would be the traces of haid. And because of the hadith of Aisha, wait, don't make haste, this would be still haid until the cotton comes out white. So, just go by this. But if the cotton is white for the last 1 hour or last 2 hours, then it is, well, you're done. Yes. The beginning of Haid starts, according to the Hanbali Mazhab, if she had bleeding for 1 day. According to the Maliki Mazhab, if she had one gush of blood. You know, the Malikis will make it even one drop. But I'm just telling you that, you know, one drop does not mean that she is, you know, shedding her endometrium. It's got to be like more than one drop, one gush of blood. No one ever asked the woman to put anything inside.
No.
If she can hand, if sometimes they used to do this, that is basically their own choice. But using external, you know, napkins and stuff is absolutely fine. Yes.
Even if nothing happens for the next day?
It is on the exterior, the part of that would be considered the exterior, not inside. Exterior, yes. If there is blood, then it is blood. But it has to be one gush of blood. That would indicate height. Because the Maliki position, which is one drop, is a little too much. You know, Hanbalis, they want her they will not consider this to be haid until she is bleeding for one whole day. And that's also Shafi'i. Hanafi's 3 days. We're taking the Maliki position, but modifying it a little bit. The Maliki position considers the drops consequential. We're saying that it is dafa'atun min ad-dam. It's one gush of blood, you know, which is a little bit more sizable than one drop. But does not have to last the whole day. Yes?
So, if a woman, her period is usually 5-6 days to like last 20 years, but then you're spotting within the 10 days, is this considered period or
considered period? If she is spotting, then she has a period. I said that the Mu'tamin said one or two drops is inconsequential, but that's also a controversial issue. Because within the time of the period, within those 10 days, she should consider any, particularly if it is more than one or two drops, you know, she sees some blood, some spotting. That spotting is considered period. And I know that it is burdensome, because if she has those spots, she will consider herself to be having haid. But then she changes, and then the new one does not have anything on it for a couple of hours. She washes because she is now pure, and she just keeps on doing that. Too tiring, it's not, like, I don't know.
Very hard.
What? Carry on with the fatwa that you have from before. Disregard the Hanbali position. Yeah. You're in school.
Obviously in school I can't make a Muslim, or at work I can't make a Muslim. So how
No, you can. Because we talked about this before. Four of these inside a private bathroom and take tissue with you or paper towels and dry yourself out after you pour four of these on you. That's what. You know, the deen is, the taklif is called taklif because there is a burden in it. But that burden is a beautiful burden. That's why kalif, kalifa mra'atahu, means that he loved his wife so much. So, kalif is love. So it is a beloved burden. You see the word taklif, which is the burden of the commands and the prohibitions, taklif al-shara'iyyah, the commands and prohibitions of Allah. It has a very beautiful root because the three letters, kaf, lam, and fa, they infer the meaning of burden and love at the same time. So it is a beloved burden. And we should love the burden because it really is, you know, we're doing it for the sake of Allah. So when you do this and you make a host inside that private bathroom, and I'm not saying that you're going to do this in a public bathroom, but at work, at school, you will find some bathroom that you could lock and take four of these to you and make us. Or go home. You know. The most that I can to tell you is combine the prayers. So if you combine Zohar and Asr and wait until you go home and make the ghusl and pray Zohar and Asr. But I cannot tell you, don't pray Asr until the Maghrib comes in. No one said this before. I can't be the first one to make it up. Yes. Any sister? Yes. Five days and discerning, 10 days. Okay. We're saying, if you do what? Okay. So we have two positions here. When a woman that has an established cycle and she's also discerning, she can figure out the two different types of blood. And then this woman one time had bleeding for more than 10 days, according to the Hanafis, or more than 15 days. So she now knows that she is having abnormal bleeding. What does she do? The Hanbalis and the majority, it is only the Shafi'is who said that she goes by the discernment. The Hanbalis and the majority said she goes by her established cycle. If her established cycle is 5 or 6 days, that is her height, she carries on with the 5 to 6 days. Any blood that she will see past the 5 to 6 days, she will consider to be a istihada. This is a woman who's bleeding for more than 10 days. If this woman is bleeding for 8 or 9 days, she will consider all of the 8 or 9 days height because she did not exceed the cutoff. Yes. Yes. She does not. There is no makeup here.
Even if she's
According to the stronger position, yes, Hanbali-wise, she will need to make up that now she figured that her period was not 10 days, that it was only 5 to 6. The difference between 10 and 4 and 6 is 4 days. Those are days that she would basically make up. But the stronger position is that she does not need to make up. When she refrained from praying for 10 days, it is because she was seeing blood. Just go by the majority. The Hanbali is very complicated for the beginner because they don't establish a cycle for her except after the third cycle. And then she goes back after she establishes the cycle. Every one of the first three cycles, she will only refrain from praying for 1 day. And then she'll start praying fast. And then after three cycles, she figures out, well, my cycle is 5 days. Then in the last three cycles, I was only refraining from prayer for 1 day. I don't need to make up any prayers, but if I fasted during those days, between day 1 to 5, then I need to make up for this fasting. Easier position is, whenever she sees the blood, it is blood, unless it exceeds the maximum period for Hayd, which is 10 days. Whenever she sees the blood, it is Hayd, she refrains from praying. If it exceeds the 10 days, then we go back and look. Is she a beginner? Does she have an established cycle? If she is discerning. If she is discerning, the majority will give precedence to the established cycle, then the discernment. And if she does not have either one, she does not remember, she never had an established cycle, she is a beginner, and she's not discerning, completely clueless, they will tell her, count 7 days from the beginning of your bleeding, and that is your bleeding. And anything afterwards will be considered an abnormal bleeding. You need to make wudu for every prayer. And if you don't have a beginning for the bleeding, if there is no beginning because you're just spotting all over the place all the time, then count 7 days from the beginning of the lunar month, the first 7 days of Ramadan, I'm hot. First 7 days of Sha'ban, I'm hot. And then for the rest of the month, consider yourself to be pure and make wudu for every prayer. We only have 5 minutes, so we'll
take,
but,
can we take a 5 minute break?
Oh, can we take a 5 minute break? Okay, but what time is it?
10:30.
Okay. So, but if we take a break now, when do we come back? We'll come back to this for 20 minutes. Okay, let's take, you know, 5 minute break so that everyone can, you know, anyone wants to leave, they can leave.
Continue the